Episode 826, Thy Will Be Done.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It is Easter weekend. Are you already making all those eggs? And are you filling up those baskets full of yummy candies? Well, today we're going to chat about Thy Will Be Done and how that actually can fit into your life, your attitude, and how you go about your day today. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to the family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. With this being Easter weekend, it is a faith-based holiday. It's something very important to Christians. Some people right now are celebrating Passover. Some people have traditions. You know, maybe you're cooking the ham or, you know, you're fixing the lamb. Whatever it is that works for you, where does Thy Will Be Done fit in? You see, Thy Will Be Done is a phrase used by faith-based people. It's found actually three times in the Bible. Its reference is with the Lord's Prayer and also Christ's crucifixion. And so when you think about Thy will be done, if I was just to say that kind of in passing, you might be thinking, oh, you mean my will, like my will. What do I want for my life? And yeah, in general, earthly terms, that would be correct. But we're not looking at it from that perspective. We're looking at Thy will as in God's will. What is God's will? It's God's purpose for you, His dreams for you, His plan, His journey. The crazy thing is, though, you have these choices because you have been given what? Free will. Because of the Garden of Eden and Adam and Eve and how all of that happened, we were given a choice. And God doesn't command us by forcing us upon Him. He says, I want you to choose. And when we choose, He wants His will to be done. Thy will be done. Romans 12:2 says this, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. We are trying to conform, unfortunately, to the patterns of this world. When we talk about our earthly will, Thy will be done, it's all about us. It's all about you. And at times that feels really comfortable. We like that. The focus is on me. Point it to me. Our egos go whoop, whoop. It's a celebration. But God is saying, no, do not conform to the patterns of this world. It's my will, God's will be done, Thy will be done. Because when you look at it that way, oh my gosh, nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible when it's God's will. But it has to be of His, not of ours. But to make it even more confusing, He wants His will to be our will. Think about the Lord's Prayer. It reads this, just at the beginning, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. Right there, He's saying, Thy will be done. The kingdom will come here on earth. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We want what can happen in heaven to happen here on earth. Christ taught His disciples to pray the Lord's Prayer, how we're supposed to pray to Him, because you know God already knows everything we need, right? But He wants us to come and say, Your will, Lord, Thy will be done. It's not about me, even though our ego says it's all about me. He's saying, no, it's not. Where does your attitude come in? Where's that attitude check? I think about it as my children were growing up and you know, what do kids love to do? They love to touch everything. They want to feel it. Sometimes they want to taste it, right? Babies, they grab it and they grab it with their hands. And where do they put it? It goes right to the mouth. And then when kids get older, they begin to touch it, feel it, stretch it, pull it. And sometimes they smell it. There's just something about that. But we can't sit here and just grab God's will and say, I got you now, babe. It doesn't work that way. However, the Holy Spirit comes into us and allows to be a part of us, in us. That's why our bodies are the temple of God, because the Holy Spirit is within us. That's a gift that he gave us. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And in the Lord's Prayer, he says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. What is your attitude when it comes to thy will be done? Is it all just about you? Are you working in your own strength, doing things your own way? Are you caught in earthly distractions? Oh, it's easy to go there, right? You want to be like the Joneses down the street. You have this comparison thing. You want to be like that mentor, that person that you look up to. Oh, if only I could be like her. It would be so awesome. Maybe you're willing only when it's in your favor, when things benefit you. What is your attitude when it comes to thy will be done? You know what God wants, right? What does he want of you? He wants his attitude that says you are willing to sacrifice as God sacrificed his own son, Jesus Christ. Thy will be done. That will to be done is what an attitude of endurance, of unconditional love, an attitude of forgiveness, all of which he has given you freely. Think about when Jesus, before he was crucified, he went to pray multiple times. And at one point he asked God, you know, can you just let this pass me by? Do I really have to drink of this? I don't want this to come of me. But if it must, thy will be done. It is finished. Christ died on the cross for your sins. So you don't have to pay the price that he has already paid for you. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What does that mean about heaven if you think about it? It's going to be a beautiful place when you get there. No more pain, no more hurting, no more death. Healthy as anything you can think of. No more medication. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. God did it here on earth when he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for your sins. He gave it all to you. All he is asking in return is that you have an attitude that carries the same. Thy will be done. An attitude of endurance, an attitude of unconditional love, an attitude of forgiveness. Are you willing to sacrifice for God's will? That's hard because our earthly mind says, I don't think so. What's in it for me? Is this going to work for me? Does it benefit me? Where do I get to go? Sometimes you have to make a decision and you don't always know what it's going to play out and what the end result is going to be. But sometimes you just have to understand and pray, thy will be done, Lord. I don't know what that looks like, Lord, but thy will be done. Take it. I have no control over it. I can worry about it. I can stew about it. And we're so good about stewing, aren't we? We can come up with every possibility under the sun, but God is there, right there saying, let me take this from you. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God has given you all of this, but it's up to you whether or not you're willing to receive it. This Easter holiday, I want you to yield to God's will. I want you to pray, thy will be done. I want you to pray, thy will be done regarding your business, your job, your career. I want you to pray, thy will be done in my marriage, Lord. Bless it according to your will, Lord, not because of what I want, but because of what you desire. Pray, thy will be done as to how I raise my children, how I begin to take care of them better, be that mother that they so need me to be, their earthly mother, Lord. Pray, thy will be done, that every step that I take, every action, every thought reflect God, what he has chosen for you. That's what he desires of you. Let go of your ego. Let go of this comparison. Let go of this competition. Whatever is holding you to these earthly distractions, your own ego, your own will, and let it be God's. Thy will be done. I promise you that when you let God take over and control what's going on and you just say, okay, Lord, I'm doing this. I'm going to take the one step to just one step because I believe that God closes and opens every single door, but you got to be open to it. You got to be looking with your eyes open, not with them closed. Don't make assumptions here because here on earth, what? We can be fooled. We can be fooled by the enemy. Satan can come in and say, ha ha, I got you again. You have to be mindful. You have to be open to what? Thy will be done. You know, kind of doing that gut check every once in a while. Oh, it just doesn't feel right. Something's not good. That gut check isn't just something of earth. Thy will be done. Where are you in your journey? I want you really to take this time, and it may be when you're sitting there basting your ham. Maybe it's when you are setting the table and just putting out silverware because what? You are so crazy. You're having conversation with your family, which is awesome. You want to continue to build and strengthen those relationships. But remember, the relationship that you need to continue to strengthen every single day and to dive deeper with is whom? God. He wants to walk with you. So in these little brief moments, it doesn't have to be 10, 20 minutes at a time. It can be 10 seconds. Remember, our time is totally different than God's time. That few seconds can be a lifetime for God. Ask him when you're sitting there basting the ham. Say, Lord, I don't know what I need to do here with this job, Lord, but thy will be done. Guide me in the next step. Just open the door. Open my mind so I can see the next step, Lord. Thy will be done. Maybe it's in your marriage. And you guys are having a hard time. You're just not communicating anymore. So maybe you're setting the table and things are kind of clinging in the background, but you can kind of, you know, drown out the clutter and the clatter of the silverware enough to say, Lord, our marriage needs to be strengthened, but I can't do it by myself. I've tried, but for some reason, I know I need to change. Lord, show me where I need help, where I need to change personally. Thy will be done. I know I need to make some sacrifices so our relationship, our marriage can grow stronger. Thy will be done. It's this attitude that you take, and it all starts with you. Where are you in your walk, in your journey? Are you trying to figure out everything on your own, of your own will, of your own power? Or are you ready to say, you know what, Lord, thy will be done. My prayer for you today and this Easter weekend is that you will grow closer to God and that he will show you one specific step that you need to take to deepen your relationship with him. Reach out if you want to share that experience with me. I would love to hear from you. Nothing is impossible. Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Because this is God's will, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Have an enjoyable, fabulous Easter extravaganza. And most importantly, know that I love you. Have a glorious day. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.